Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Happy St. Patrick's Day. It is March 17th. We are broadcasting live from DeVille Square here with Pensacola Business Radio. And I have in my studio with me today, Dr. Karen Rasmussen from UWF and the Innovation Institute.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, you have grass on your feet, we discussed. So
you
are carrying your green. So, and then I have Jonathan Hoffman here from Air Care Wizard, and he doesn't have any green on today, so he's getting punched.
Oh, not yet. Wait till 4.
Yeah, wait till you're off work, huh?
Yeah.
So, all right, well, let's get into the things that brought you here today. So, Dr. Karen Rasmussen, tell us what all you guys had some really cool things going on.
We do. We are one of the big projects we're working on is a career and readiness tool for all of the citizens of the state of Florida. We are implementing My Career Shines. We started off in September, launching for middle and high school students. And since then, we have added a service for college students and job seekers. We're up to over 124,000 users.
Wow.
It's really amazing what has happened in the last few months, going and providing our students and job seekers with the ability to find out about careers, find out what kinds of jobs are available, what kinds of education help them prepare for those jobs, and really building awareness about what kinds of opportunities are available.
Yeah. So we were talking about this earlier, and because none of this was around when I was going to school. I don't know,
or
Jonathan. We had a guidance counselor, which only did so much guidance, right?
I think we had a test that we took. And
yeah.
I think I was supposed to be a forest ranger, and that definitely didn't happen.
Yeah. So for these kids to have these resources, or really anyone that wants to use it, to have these resources to find out how to get the training, right? Find out where the paying jobs are and where you could end up.
And really starting off with what kinds of jobs are available.
Yeah.
You know, when we were growing up, you were what your parents were, what your neighbors were, or what you saw in the neighborhood. And now there are all kinds of jobs out there and all kinds of industries that we don't see. So figuring out how we can fill that void of people going into the workforce is really giving people awareness of what's available.
When you had the most popular, you had firemen, police, mm-hmm. astronaut. That one was always chosen. Astronaut, teacher, doctor, mm-hmm. lawyer, and nurse, right? Yep. And now there's
thousands of occupations.
More. But I think the really important thing here is that these kids get a chance to choose their tracks at a very young age.
And they get to find out what aligns to what their interests are.
Or what they're not.
And what they're not, definitely what they're not. One of the things that the students do when they get into the system is take a couple of inventories that show what they're interested in, what their skills are, and what their work values are. And when they have completed those, they are given the opportunity to explore occupations that relate to those interests, which is really a good way to get to know who you are and what you want to be within the context this is available.
Yeah. And a safety net in case you decide to change your mind.
Absolutely. One of the nice things I like about it is that there are main kinds of occupations, but there's also hundreds of related occupations. So if I don't want to be X, Y, or Z, but I want to be A, B, and C, I can still explore that.
Yeah. So you have a quote here, which I think is just perfect. But when students have a plan, they're more likely to stay on track for earning their degree, and which is exactly what My Career Shines does. And I think that is probably the biggest piece to all of this, is that these kids have a goal at a very young age.
Right. I've done a lot of freshman orientation at the university. And one of the things we always talk about is how many times kids change their degree program and how long it takes for them to get through school and how long their parents have to pay for extra years of college.
Save money and choose earlier.
That's right. So you go into the college that you think will be where you want to work, and whether it's, you know, the your first choice or your second choice, at least you're in the right area.
Yeah. So what got you into facilitating all of this?
Well, it's been kind of a fun journey, I guess, that I've had. In the 80s, I got a master's degree in vocational education. So I've had a long history of looking at careers and how we can help people in careers, I guess, before careers were really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Through the years, I became a faculty member in instructional design, really focusing in on how to prepare people to work.
Yeah. What a fantastic way to serve, to be honest. Because
it's very exciting. And, you know, it's fulfilling and it's helping people meet their personal goals and going out and being what they want to be when they grow up.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing that I have noticed just being here and interviewing a lot of people is that one of the things that our community is doing, which I think is fantastic, and the university is a huge help in this, but the facilitating of growth for the entire community, you have to start young and you have to do it in every area
absolutely.
Possible.
Yeah,
absolutely. And to watch this being done at the elementary school level, at the middle school level, of really helping all of the boats rise, whether it's
right.
through education, whether it's through programs or just opportunities for kids to find jobs or adults to relocate in a different thing.
Well, and those folks who want to come back to college,
yeah.
who want to change careers, there's a great opportunity to kind of reassess where they are and what they want to be
yeah.
and how they want to get there is right there at their fingertips.
Yeah. So there's been this huge sort of revival of it's not just bringing in more business. It's not just, you know, having a university. It really is this all-encompassing movement in every economical.
And preparing our folks to meet
yeah.
the challenges.
Yeah. So sounds like you're kind of at the bottom writing the script for it, which is really cool.
It's awesome to be part of a startup and the whole idea that we're impacting the entire state of Florida. 20 million people have access to this tool.
Yeah. So if someone's interested in this tool or wants to get access or how this works, where do we send them?
They need to visit mycareershines.org. It's part of the Florida Shines family of tools for the state of Florida. In there, you can set up an account. You tell the system who you are, answer some questions, and you're in.
Yeah. So let's talk about the Innovation Institute mm-hmm. for a minute. Because and I was just upstairs at the Atten.
And isn't
planning.
It cool, huh?
So we were playing with the screens, and I posted a whole bunch of stuff on our page this morning. So for those that are listening, you can check it out there. What a neat concept.
You know, it's just grown. We've been in operation for just 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a makerspace for all kinds of opportunities, bringing people together, looking at how we can build solutions to really make impact and change local, but also statewide and
yeah.
international systems. So it's a pretty messy process. But when you get through the mess, it's, you know, it's just kind of magical.
Yeah. And really fun toys to play with.
And they're really, really fun
like,
toys.
There's all these
to
electrical screen, you know, big screen, touch screen stuff. And you know, everything's connected and wired. So.
Well, and, you know, the low tech, you know, those whiteboards everywhere. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
you know.
It's just paint, too, which I thought was cool. That was the first time
paint.
I'd ever seen it. So
it's very cool. But it's, you know, it's a place for ideas and
collaboration
and connecting the dots.
Yeah. With very comfortable chairs, so you can hang out for a little while.
Very, very,
very comfortable chairs. So what is Cooter?
Cooter is the developer vendor of the specific tools, Galaxy, Navigator, and Journey. So we're partnering with them. They won the RFP to serve as the tool vendor for the state of Florida.
So what are they, is it all electronics? Is it apps? Is it?
It's a web-based system that it brings in the data from ONET, which is part of the Department of Labor occupational data. The State of Florida Department of Economic Opportunity submits data to ONET, and all of that is pulled down into the system. So it's really a software tool for career and awareness and readiness.
Yeah, which really just has everybody dumping all of their stuff. So you truly are connected to the entire state of Florida through their system.
And really the nation, because Florida is the default, but if you're interested in occupations in different areas, then it's all in there.
Yeah. Well, and let's face it, there's a lot of companies here in Florida that do not only nationwide mm-hmm. business, but international, you know, between the Space Coast and mm-hmm. the tech stuff and even some of the manufacturings or the military things that are here
right.
in town.
The other thing it integrates is the educational opportunities. And if I'm interested in a particular career, it brings up the different schools that I can go to, whether they're post-secondary yeah. colleges and universities.
So it'll show you, it'll actually go show you where you can mm-hmm. attend a school that will offer those skills right. you're looking for.
And okay. there's information on financial aid that you can get to. And so it's really the whole package.
Yeah, it's like a system. Hub.
It is a hub.
Yeah. Very neat. So, and you don't have to, there's no restrictions on who
there's
can
no
use this.
Who has... It's free to the state of Florida. It's been funded by the Florida legislature. They see it as very important to help our citizens be what they want to be.
Yeah. So is there a way, it's not just the web stuff. I mean, you can actually talk to a live person that can help you through some of this?
There is a support team. We also, it's designed really a lot for guidance counselors to look at and help kids and students, and career coaches can work with folks. Through Complete Florida, which is another one of our projects, we are helping adult learners return to school. We have career coaching specifically in that program yeah. to help those job seekers or career changers, those people who want to go back to school.
What about some of those that are already in some existing businesses here mm-hmm. in the state that maybe want to offer back to school tuition reimbursement mm-hmm. or
absolutely
further training in what they're doing?
They can go in and identify the occupations that they're interested in. Some of the systems are looking at kind of doing the backward design and having industry message to students who are interested in a particular career cluster,
yeah.
offering internships and field trips and things so that they generate awareness about what they're doing as well.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of opportunities. We're just in implementation. You know, I feel like we've only been 6 months old. And
mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you've really scratched the surface for right. the power of what this thing can
right.
do.
So there's lots of things that I see that we will do in the future, linking business to job seekers and kids. Yeah. And
well, you want to talk about employee retention,
and
offer some tuition reimbursement
absolutely.
Or further career advancement, skill training. And,
you know, maybe I want to bring another career cluster into my business.
Yeah.
So I can see what's out there.
Yeah.
And what kinds of skills they are.
I didn't even think about that.
Kind of
find some other technicians or decide that you want to take your business and do another direction of yeah. service and
something related.
Yeah.
So it's a lot about awareness, and there are lots of things out there that we just don't see.
Yeah, even with all the internet access and everything else, you just some things just get lost.
Right.
Well, this is very neat.
It's very exciting, and you know, I see great possibilities and lots of things for all of the citizens of Florida.
Yeah,
it's very cool to be here in Pensacola in
yeah.
this building managing all of that.
Yeah, right upstairs.
Yep.
I never knew.
Well, come visit.
Well, hey,
come
we're
visit
here.
More often.
We're here. Let's make sure everybody knows what the website is that they can get all this information from again.
It's mycareershines.org.
Okay. Well, thanks for hanging out today.
It's been great.
Yeah. Stay for a little while.
I will.
We're going to hear. Jonathan is struggling because it's spring, and so now it's like it's time to get the AC ready because we know it's going to get hot, right?
Yeah, it just started.
So,
just started.
Well, tell us about Air Care Wizard.
Well, Air Care Wizard is a locally owned small business. We've been doing business in Pensacola since 2004. Another big question is what do we do? We're unique and we're different from a lot of the other companies that do HVAC or anything else in our field in town. We really cover indoor air quality as a whole. So we're going to do things like mold assessment, mold remediation. We do air testing and air quality assessments. Of course, we're going to do duct cleaning, which kind of ties into the HVAC stuff
right.
and the mold. And then also we do, of course, HVAC installations, helping people with any of the just minor repairs that they might need or preventative maintenance type issues as
yeah.
well.
So tell me, when you guys, the air duct cleaning, because obviously we have hurricanes and storms and high humidity and all that stuff, which plays a factor, but do you go into the house and the people are like, man, I had no idea that this stuff was in my system and I was breathing it?
You'd be surprised.
Yeah.
The stuff that we find in ductwork.
It's sort of a catch-all, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what we find is that, number one, a lot of people don't have very well, like their houses aren't sealed very well.
Right.
Or the part where their air return isn't sealed very well. So you get all kinds of different dust and debris. But
yeah.
sometimes you get like rodents and
small
yeah. animals or birds, and people start getting weird smells, and they're just like, I have no idea what's going
yeah.
on. It's like, go find the smell.
Yeah. Well, and let's face it, the humidity around here itself can penetrate a concrete fortress. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, having that moisture and all that stuff build up in there.
It's intense, and we deal with it pretty frequently. We've got one that we're looking at right now where the lady's floor is just buckled. She's got a wood floor and a crawl space, and the whole floor is buckled just from, humidity and moisture waking up from the ground.
Yeah.
So it's not uncommon in the area for sure.
Okay, so we're getting into, spring is in full swing, obviously. The groundhog was right this year. So what do people need to do to start getting ready for spring and the summer?
Well, in terms of HVAC and your air conditioning system, the first thing is going to be to probably go ahead and test all of your settings and make sure everything works properly.
Change your batteries and your thermostat, kind of stuff.
Just go through, and if you haven't put it on a cooling setting yet, go try it and make sure that it's not, going to give you any issues. Because it's, your air condition, it's going to break when it's hot outside.
Yeah.
Because it's got to work harder.
When you need it the most.
Yeah. So you just want to make sure that it's going to work. It's kind of like getting your car ready before a long trip. You just want to make sure that everything's taken care of. And then, of course, we always recommend doing some sort of preventative maintenance. We do these 35-point super tune-ups.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Do you guys come out and do that stuff and make sure that they're ready to go?
Most of our customers will have us come do it before, it gets cold, and then also before it gets hot. And basically, I relate it back to a car again. It's just like getting a tune-up on your car, making sure that everything is working properly, that you're not looking at any major repairs down the road. Because nothing's worse than like sitting down on Saturday, and it's hot outside and you're inside the air conditioning,
watching degrees.
You're like watching the football game or something, and all your friends are over, and boom, your air conditioning goes out. Like that's the worst time, and that's usually when it happens.
Yeah. Well, and let's face it, it's going to stay hot until December. So it's
maybe
not
January.
It's not like this is the small part of our season. I mean, this is it for the next 9 months.
It gets hot, and It's crazy because we're still in March and we're already starting to get calls about capacitors blowing, which is usually a symptom of, heat.
Yeah.
The air conditioning's running hard. So it's already starting. So now's a good time to get that stuff checked out.
So, and you guys do that, right? So
absolutely.
What'd you call it? You said super tune-up or something?
We have a term. It's a 35-point super tune-up is what we call it. And it's just to preventative maintenance.
Yeah. And so if somebody wants to do that, where do they go? How do they?
So if they want more information on what it involves, of course, our website is a good resource to check that out, which is www.aircarewizard.com. Also, probably the best way is just to call us and speak with me or one of the other guys at the office. The number's 850-471-9400. We can go over what all is involved and kind of give you the whole spiel.
What's it cost to have you do one of these things?
$145 is our standard cost. There's no additional service charges or anything like that. $145 takes about an hour to an hour and a half to complete. And then for people who are interested in more of a long-term solution, we do a service agreement, which we call a residential energy savings agreement, which basically we go out to the house twice a year, prior to it getting hot and prior to getting cold, check everything, do the tune-up, which we feel is pretty important, make sure everything's going to work. And then with that residential energy savings agreement, our customers get 10% off of any repairs, even duct cleaning or AC installations, which if your air conditioning goes out, and you get 10% off the cost of that, you're paying for the cost of the agreement. So we charge $175 for the agreement, which is kind of a steal considering the one tune-up is $145. So you're paying $30 more.
Yeah,
for an additional tune-up plus 10% off, no extra charges for weekend work, and you just become a priority customer too.
Well, not only that, but you just set yourself up to hopefully avoid replacing the whole unit or
a lot of pain.
Yeah, or the $2,000 repair to something that could have been a $15 fix.
And that's the big thing: is peace of mind's important, but also making sure that just you're not running an air condition that needs some sort of small repair that's going to lead to something even bigger.
Yeah.
Because again, like a car, one small thing goes out and then something's compensating for that. And then it just works harder. And then next thing you know, it's gone.
The oil change light comes on, then the engine light, then the ABS brakes. And then it's just, it's a bad day.
Yeah. All the lights come on.
All right. So let's talk about the other piece though. Is you guys do a lot of mold maintenance, preventing removal, just getting, and let's face it, here it's an issue more so
than
maybe up north. So talk to me about it. I mean, what can people do to, I know after Hurricane Ivan it scares the heck out of me. It's like all of a sudden they're like, oh, you have black mold in your house, and then the tarp went up and the biohazard signs came out and all that stuff.
Mold is relatively misunderstood. A lot of people don't know a lot about it. So what we try to do is really educate people as much as possible when they call, because most of the time people are scared. When they call in about mold, they're scared about something. So really, if people are trying to prevent mold in their house, the big thing that they need to understand more than anything is that mold needs moisture.
Yeah.
Without moisture, there's no mold. And mold also needs a food source, which can be lots of things. Dirt, you know, sheetrock, building materials, any of that stuff.
Small animals in your system.
Small animals in your system, too. Anything that's organic. And then, again, like gypsum board or sheetrock. But moisture is the underlying cause.
Right.
So we get a lot of calls about, come treat my mold, come get rid of my mold. It's like, well, have you found your moisture issue?
Right.
You know, do you know where that's coming from and what the cause of it is? Because we need to rectify that before anything happens with treating it. Otherwise, you're looking at
it's coming right back.
Come back. Yeah. So mold begins to grow within about 48 to 72 hours after you have some sort of lingering moisture problem. After that, you know, mold spores are ubiquitous. I mean, mold's everywhere. It's outside, it's inside, it's in here.
Sure. Some of it's good and the rest of it's not.
And it really depends. It's
penicillin, it's okay. In your air duct system, maybe not so much.
But surprisingly, the effects are subjective.
Yeah.
So it very much depends on how susceptible you are to the symptoms. So penicillium mold, right, is, I believe, what they make penicillin out of. And we find that in people's houses pretty frequently. But if you're allergic to penicillin, odds are.
Not a good idea.
being in a house with that is not going to be great for you.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things that we do when we do air sample testing. We go in and we're able to identify specifically what kind of mold is floating around in your air. So if people do have serious health problems, we're able to identify that, kind of isolate what might be causing their problem. But it's important for people to realize if they have a leak, they need to get it taken care of as quickly as possible if they know about it.
Yeah.
Anytime there's been a bad storm or anything like that, you know, making sure you don't have any like water stains, getting somebody to check and do some sort of moisture readings, because it's easy to fix early on. But as it starts to get worse, you know, you're looking at a lot more damage. And then we have to set up, you know, there's protocols for taking care of that stuff safely.
Yeah.
So, and it becomes more expensive over time.
So here's something cool that you may not be aware of, but it was you guys. So where I live, and then I go for a run, you know, every other day when I can feel like not being lazy. But down the street from me is a gentleman who had one of your signs in the yard.
Okay.
And so he was out there mowing the yard, and I was talking to him, and I said, hey, Jonathan's coming on to the show. And we started talking. And I said, what are you guys doing? He's trying to get the lowdown on your company, to be honest.
Getting the dirt.
Yeah, that's it.
I hope he was happy.
Actually, this was a really cool thing. The house next to them had suffered a pretty big fire at the beginning of the holiday season the year before, last year. I want to say November, December. It took a while before permitting and all this stuff. And another company came and cleaned everything out. But he had you guys there checking all of his stuff from all of the smoke from the fire that may have caused any damage to his, you know, and he was next door, fire never touched him, but I mean, it was a pretty big fire and it took out their whole second story and burned their attic. And, you know, they're still repairing it now, but I thought, man, that's a pretty cool thing. You know, also something you just don't think about, but
yeah,
campfire smoke, you know, I mean, fires in houses, but they were totally checking the air system to make sure that there wasn't anything from that fire causing any damage.
Yeah, and we don't run into situations like that all the time, but when you do, you just want to make sure that there hasn't been any problems.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't get
everything up with all that soot and ash. And
if your house isn't sealed very well and you get smoke in your house and that stuff migrates into your ductwork, while unlikely, if it does, I mean, you're dealing with that smell being, you know, kind of stuck.
Which only belongs around the campfire.
yeah, and that stuff lingers. So So a lot of times we'll check that out for people. And that's a big one where we do duct cleaning is people, if there's fires or smoke damage, that's usually, you know, they're calling us and they're like, this smell won't go away. You know, I've ripped out the carpet. I've cleaned the walls. What's the next step? Do I burn my house down? No, you check your ducts and we'll try that first.
Which probably should have been the first step.
Yeah. A lot of times because most people have in this area will have like a fiberglass base ductboard.
Mm-hmm.
It's porous, so it holds on to smells.
It absorbs it all, So somebody used to spray bleach into the air filter thing. That doesn't work very well, does it?
Bad idea. No, bleach is great for some stuff, but we don't really recommend using bleach around, especially on any porous materials. because it doesn't permeate in. And actually, so if there's mold on, you know, something that's porous, we don't recommend using bleach just because it's not very effective. It kills the surface mold that's on the top, but it doesn't actually permeate through and kill any mold that might be in the materials. Yeah. So we like to use white vinegar. It's a little bit safer to use.
So could somebody use it that is preventative maintenance? I mean, is there, you spray it from a spray bottle through the intake?
It depends on what you're trying to prevent. White vinegar, for instance, if you have mold in your air conditioning unit, like where your water drains out, you know, your condensate line, that's a great place to use white vinegar. Because a lot of times mold buildup will start in there.
Yeah, sure. And you get the little P-trap stuff in it.
It gets funky in there. Yeah. So you want to clean that stuff out, you know, maybe every month. And that prevents pretty costly repairs too. But a lot of people will use bleach there, for instance. And we don't like bleach just because it can start to erode, you know, that plastic over time. And then you're pouring bleach. It's going out into your yard. So you're basically pouring bleach into your yard.
And into the water table.
Yeah, every time you do that. So we try to do things that are a little bit safer for the environment. And also, I mean, if we're doing a full-blown mold remediation, we have EPA-registered products that we're going to use for that stuff. But bleach isn't really part of the arsenal for us.
Okay, so I'll have to get rid of that squirt bottle. I see you guys' logo everywhere. You guys have been around forever, haven't you?
It feels that way, certainly. Yeah, since 2004, we've been around.
But that's forever enough.
it definitely feels like forever. And I've only been with the company a little over 3 years, but I can say that the logo itself is very hard to forget once you've seen it.
Yeah, well, and Kathy, too. She's out promoting like crazy. Oh, yeah. Like crazy.
If only you could see faces on radio.
Right? I know, right?
Yeah, Kathy is very outspoken, and she's definitely the face of the company. Yeah. She's out doing a lot of the chamber events and all those kinds of things.
Yeah, she's got the red coat. So.
Yeah, she's great, though. She's the cheerleader, I suppose, of the company.
She got you here.
She did.
So, Jonathan, you got to go.
Yeah. She didn't have to push too hard, though.
Yeah.
You know.
So where do you guys serve? You guys do Pensacola, Gulf Breeze?
Yeah, so we are Pensacola, Gulf Breeze, Crestview, Dufuniac. You know, it's probably just easier to create a window of where we actually are. From Panama City over to like Mobile.
Wow.
We go that far. And if there's anything that's like a big long-term job that's kind of, you know, within a couple hundred miles, we might look at that. But for your everyday stuff, Panama City to Mobile and everywhere in between, pretty much.
Do you guys do any sort of new construction stuff with people or restoration projects with anybody? I mean, if I'm redoing my house or something, you know, we call you guys for some experts' opinions or?
Yeah. Well, you know, we kind of collect licenses. If you've ever met Bob Hubbard, who's our owner, he just collects licenses. And basically, we've got a lot of different licenses, one of which is we're a building contractor. So if you do have any of those needs, we can do that. A big part of what really differentiates us from other mold remediators is the fact that we don't just treat the mold, but because we have the contracting experience and the guys who do build back, we can put all of it back, you know, all the cabinetry, sheetrock. So there's no need to get a bunch of people involved.
Right.
You know,
it's a one-stop shop.
Yeah, essentially. And that's what we try to do, make it easy for people. But if you have any sort of issues where you're like, well, I don't really know, I want to remodel my kitchen, I'd like a second opinion. Yeah, we can do that. It's not really the main thing that we do. If there's mold related, definitely take a look at it. We can definitely build stuff back if that's what somebody's looking for.
Very cool. All right, man. Well, let's tell them one more time where they can go to get some more information and the phone number that they can call.
All right. So www.aircarewizard.com is our website. It's new and we're super proud of it, so check it out. You can also find us on Facebook. We try to post regularly. If you want to see a wizard dancing on a float during Mardi Gras, you can go to facebook.com/aircarewizard. And then, of course, the phone number is always the best way to speak to your favorite person, Jonathan here. It's 850-471-9400.
So is the wizard going leprechaun hunting later?
Possibly.
Yeah, quite possibly.
Yeah. I think he might make an appearance.
Yeah. You're awesome. Well, listen, I want to thank both of y'all for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks. Some really cool stuff. You guys can find us at Pcola Radio X on Twitter. You can find us on Pcola BRX on Facebook, or you can find us on our website at pensacola.businessradiox.com. Again, thank you both for coming in today.
Thank you.
This has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters.